Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you feel a pressure now as the next 3 weeks approach to land that star now, considering we've all agreed on this? You guys do need one.
No, I don't. And in fact, I think the likelihood of that is going to be difficult. And if it does not happen this year, well, we will reload and we'll get into this thing next year.
Welcome back, Marks and Reese, Sports Radio 94 WIP. That, of course, was Brett Brown joining us a few minutes ago. Joe Giglio in for Johnny Marks alongside Ike. We're live at Chickies at Pete's, South Philadelphia. Come on down, 888-729-9494. A lot to react to. Hop on the lines right now. We have some Phillies tickets to give away. It's a Phillies Friday. We'll give those away to the best callers today. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of reaction, Ike, after the draft, the moves, the trade, and what we just heard from Brett. Let's give our thoughts for a couple minutes, then we'll go right to the phones. Ike, off of last night, I thought it was bold. I was confused at first, like you said, to start our show today. But I think the whole thing is fearless. Like they are going for the big picture. They're going for a star, and they needed that pick, and they liked Zaire, so they said, all right, let's make this deal. But just hearing Brett there, it's pretty clear that they made this deal. He said this in a couple different ways now, a couple times the last couple days. They made this deal as much because they liked Zaire Smith, and they thought he and Mikal Bridges were pretty close. But really, they made it because they wanted that number one pick from the Suns through the Heat that they want to use for a superstar. He's saying this as clear as day.
Yeah. And he's certainly going to put it out there as in some proposed package to bring back, I would imagine, a Kawhi Leonard, but it could be a C.J. McCollum. It could be a DeMar DeRozan. I don't know. Go out there big game hunting. That's what you want. You want to go out there seeing who's ready to bite, who's willing to deal with you, and I love it. I mean, I love the fact that they have identified who their two cornerstone players are. They realize that it's not quite enough to be in that next tier. You know, we talk about not being in purgatory and not being a team that you can almost know what their season is going to end up like, whether it's a first-round exit or a second-round exit. You can almost tell just by how the roster is constructed and who are your best players and what's surrounding them. When you look at today's NBA, you had better be one of the top five or six teams.
Like Toronto, a team like Toronto. Before the season, you kind of know they're not going to win the title. Yeah. They're good, but they're not going to win a title.
And they won 59 games. Yep. So when people talk about games that you're winning in the regular season, they won 52 games this year. If they win 55 games next year, so what? When you come up against the likes of a Boston Celtics, where they have a Kyrie Irving, a Gordon Hayward, a Jason Tatum, a Jaylen Brown, you don't have enough. You don't have enough. LeBron just showed you with the fourth seed that it doesn't matter.
Best players win.
Yes.
Not the most wins in the regular season.
Yes, because you have to beat a team four times, not just once.
Yep.
You got to beat them four times. Golden State just showed you. They didn't need home court advantage in the Western Conference. They went in there and won Game 7 in Houston. Yeah, I know Chris Paul wasn't there. And just as easy it is for everybody to say, if Chris Paul was there, they would have lost. Well, I can easily say if Chris Paul was there, they still would have lost.
I think they would have.
Yeah, exactly. So
the Warriors had the best players.
I mean, yes, the Warriors had the best players. And that's bottom line. And that's what you're going to need. And Ben and Joe, while I like Dario, it isn't enough. You need a next-level player.
Here's what I like about what the Sixers did, Ike.
And I don't know what Markel Fultz is.
Neither does Brett.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what he is.
He said to us there, he didn't say, when he said he believes that they can win now with Ben and Joel, he didn't include Markel's name in that.
Yeah.
He just decided not to. I think it's pretty clear. The best teams in the NBA are they don't sit on their hands. That they're not content, but they have enough talent. The Warriors won 73 games. They still went inside Kevin Durant.
Yep.
The Celtics last year, they were good. They didn't need to trade for Kyrie Irving. They traded away Isaiah Thomas, who was one of their best players 2 years ago, because Kyrie was better. Like the best teams don't worry about feelings. And, Ike, I think it would have been really easy last night to say we won 52 games. Bridges fits in nicely.
Right.
We don't have to rock the boat. And they're thinking bigger than that, though. I appreciate
and
that.
And you have to.
Yeah, I don't even know if Zaire Smith's going to be great. And I think he even acknowledged to us, Brett Brown, the better player today is Bridges.
It's Bridges, yeah.
And it would be easier to put him on a winning team tomorrow than it will be Zaire. But they're not thinking about tomorrow. They're thinking about a year, two, three, four, five from now. I give them a lot of credit for that. 888-729-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jerry in University City. What's up, Jerry?
What up, Jerry?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm going to disagree with y'all about this Brent Brown thing. We as Sixers fans been going through this on and on and on and on. You know, it's time to win now. If you got two people who can win now, and you wouldn't want to throw that third person in there who could shoot. Yeah, the whole Sixers team last year, and you watched them. You watched them, like you watched them, Gilio. You watched them. We couldn't make a three-pointer. We couldn't even make an open two-pointer. Mm-hmm. And now you got a person who can shoot. That's bringing your team up. That's bringing the level of your team up. Just watch every other team. He was on San Antonio. He seen what San Antonio's got. And then still, he still said, well, it's a couple years out. We should be over with the process. The process is ongoing, but we should be better in that process.
Jerry, you're talking about Bridges as if he's that third star. I like Bridges. I think he's going to be a nice player in the NBA. He's not a third superstar.
Julio, it's not him. It's not about him being a superstar.
Sure it is.
He's consistent. He's consistent in what he does. He outshot the whole Sixers team for three points.
He was in college, Jerry. He's playing on a college team. Jerry, he's a
That's
college
okay.
player.
Hey, Julio, it doesn't matter if you play in college or pro, a three-pointer is a three-pointer.
Well, they have a different line. Yeah. Jerry, that's not true. They have a different line. Jerry, I like Bridges, but they didn't trade away a superstar last night. It wasn't like they quit on a superstar. They quit on a good player.
But listen, Zaire only scored 8 points in a big game. In a big game, 8 points.
Oh, Jerry, let me ask you this.
Divacinco almost had 30 points in that game.
Come on.
Jerry, I'm tired of losing.
I know,
Jerry, they won 52 games last year. Tired of losing.
Hey,
Jerry, relax.
Hey, I don't care about no 52 games. We need some chips here.
Mikal Bridges is not bringing a chip next year, Jerry.
I think we all agree, even Brett Brown said it, that Mikal Bridges right now is a better player than Zaire Smith.
And they even had, they said it last night, 1A was Bridges on their board, Smith was 1B. They've acknowledged every time they liked Bridges better. They drafted him.
They said it. And Jerry, I think you'll be okay with this if we allow it to play out and it plays out the way Brett Brown and them sort of want it to play out. I mean, that spot is going to be reserved for a Kawhi Leonard possibly, or Paul George, or LeBron James. That you know, Mikal Bridges wasn't going to be the difference in you winning next year.
Not a championship.
Yeah, it just wasn't. And right now they're willing to sacrifice that to try to go and get one of these other guys. Here's what we wouldn't have liked. Well, we drafted Mikal Bridges, so we don't want to go try to trade for Kawhi Leonard or bring in LeBron James or Paul George.
Yeah, we're good now. We're settling.
Yeah. I don't think any fan would have liked that. So this move allows them to go in and do that. Zaire, we don't even know if it's going to be a three. He may be more of a two guy. He's 6'4".
Probably is a two. Even though he played power forward in college.
Right.
He's a very unique player.
He's probably going to play in the backcourt.
Yeah, I would think that he has to at 6'4". I mean, maybe he could guard threes.
Yeah.
But he's here's the thing.
Well, threes in the NBA are 6'7" and 6'8".
Yeah, but he's long.
Yeah.
We'll see what he's going to become. The trade last night, I wasn't overly excited about the idea of Zaire Smith. It's not like he's a special player. I think he could be a good defensive player and maybe become more. We'll see. I liked Bridges better as a player. When they got on the board at 10, I wasn't saying take Zaire Smith. I don't think anybody was.
No.
But
he played at Texas Tech.
Right. The first round pick is the key to this thing because that could be the key to the star. That's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I just have to say, I think the outrage over the Bridges thing the last day has been over the top.
Well, a lot of people had their hearts set
on it. I know. But the interview thing, I don't think they did anything wrong. That's just what happens in the NBA draft. You get picked. You have to do an interview. And then a lot of times, they're wearing the wrong hat, and we know they're traded before they do. I know his mom works here. I know he's a local kid. But that they can't base their decisions on, he's from here. It doesn't work like that. John and Maniac, what's up, John?
Yo, dude. Oh, man, great show, dudes.
Thanks, John. What's up,
John?
Hey, listen, so I'm at a concert last night. I'm at World Cafe Live. I'm seeing Matthew Sweet and the dude from the 90s. And I'm with my brother, who's there, and a couple of his buddies. My brother's a diehard Villanova guy, a Villanova alumni. We get the text. Bridges is to the Sixers. I watch his face. He's all jacked up. He orders a round of shots for like five people. He gets all wasted. 15 minutes later, or a half hour later, he's like, face drops, orders a round of shots for a different reason, just so he could drown his sorrows away. It was so funny. So here's the thing. People that love Villanova, whether you went there or whether you're just a fan, they're upset. There's no talking them out of it today. That's just the way it is. I went to St. Joe's. I root for Villanova unless they're playing St. Joe's. I could care less. Really, I have no skin in the game. I could care less, man. At the end of the day, we didn't even have a GM. We didn't even have a big plan here. We don't really have enough good players. This is clearly, they're going to go for Kawhi Leonard. They're going to offer us. They're going to offer him this pick and our next year's pick. They're going to be like two first-round picks at the chance that he might not even re-sign with us. Yep. That's what they're clearly going to do. And if they don't do that, then I think it was a really dumb move. But if we get Kawhi Leonard on this team, every villain of the fanboy can wipe those tears up and like pocket them up and like try and sell them or something because nobody cares. We want chips now. That last caller is totally unhinged. Clearly a Nova fan. Bridges was cool. I would have been fine with him. But if it was any other player that played for any other school, everyone's praising this move and saying how great foresight it is. It's because of the emotional heartstrings being pulled of the poor guy's mom being put on TV and the crying Villanova fans. Love Villanova, but everybody just take it easy. Love the show. That's about it. Love you guys.
Hey, John.
John, you know what? John, call us back up. We'll get in the mix for the tickets. Good, good call there. Best callers. We got 10 pairs of tickets. Ike, it's a Phillies Friday like you and John do every Friday. Mm-hmm. Phillies Friday, 10 pairs of tickets to the Nats series next Sunday because they play them in D.C. this weekend. They're here next weekend. 1 o'clock start, 1:35 start next Sunday, July 1st. John, you're in the mix for our tickets. 888-729.
Unhinged.
Well, that is it. The reaction's been unhinged.
Like, I like that.
I know his mom unhinged. Works for the Sixers. I also don't care. They're going to get over it. Everyone's going to be fine.
Everybody's good.
Everyone's going to be okay. Was it a bummer that he had to be on TV and talk about his passion for Philadelphia? Yeah, guess what?
That's all still true.
Sure. But this happens every draft. Yeah. Players get traded all the time. I'm not going to lose any sleep over Mykal Bridges' destination. Right. He'll be just fine for the Sixers. There's a lot of ramifications here. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T Verizon Wireless Subs. We'll come back. Your reaction off of what Brett Brown said to us. He joined us to start this show. Your thoughts on the trade, where the Sixers are going right now, Zaire Smith. And we get back, you'll hear from Zaire as he talked a little bit about who Brett Brown compared him to when the two of those guys met. Interesting comparison, especially what we're talking about. All coming up next. We're live. Chickies at Pete, South Philly, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.